Welcome to Masechta Shkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. Previously we saw there was a discussion of whether one can take collateral from a Kohen, a priest, who for some reason did not give the half shekel when he was supposed to. This Mishnah continues on that theme. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Heid ben Buchri b'Yavne, ben Buchri, this rabbi, testified in the city of Yavne, Kol Kohen sheshokel, any Kohen that gives the half shekel, he's not sinning by doing that. That means to say, even though he's not obligated to give the half shekel, and if you think about it, if he does give a half shekel, it's as if the public sacrifices are coming from an individual because he's not required. Nevertheless, we don't consider it as if he's doing a sin, because the Kohen, when he gives his shekel, he gives it over not to retain ownership, and then his ownership should be used to a public sacrifice. He donates it to the community. And then when they buy sacrifices, it just comes from the communal fund. Amlar Rabbi Yochan Mezakeh said to Ben Buchri, Loki, that's not true. Ela kol kohen she'eino shokel chote. The truth is that any kohen that doesn't give a shekel sins. That means kohanim are obligated to give machzis shekel just like everyone else. So then, what's the discussion? So he says, Ela shekohanim darshim mikra zela atzman. The kohanim they learn this pasuk, this verse in the Torah, for their own benefit. What do they say? Kol minchas kohen kol tielo tochel. The law is that any meal offering that a Kohen himself brings is not eaten. It's totally burnt. So the Kohanim said like this, Ho'il va'omer shtei alechem v'lechem apanim. We know there's a sacrifice made out of barley, which is a mincha. It's a meal offering. And it comes on Pesach. Or the shtei alechem, two loaves of bread, which is also a type of mincha meal offering. That comes on Shavuos. V'lechem apanim and the weekly showbread. Shelanu, we get to eat a piece of them. Now why? If they're considered ours, if we have a portion in them, they should be burnt, just like every mincha, every meal offering that belongs to a kohen. Must be that they don't belong to us. If so, we don't have to give a half a shekel. We have no part in it. Therefore, that's what they say to justify themselves that they don't have to give the half shekel. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that that's not the right way to learn it, because it doesn't say that one has to burn a meal offering unless it's a meal offering of an individual kohen. But a public meal offering, even though the kohanim have a part in it, no one ever said that it's supposed to be burnt. And actually, the halacha, the final law, is that the kohen is obligated to give half shekel. But however, we don't go as far as to take away collateral if they don't give it in time like we do for a non-kohen, but still there's obligation, they're mandated to do that. Let's see one more Mishnah 5. Even though we saw in the previous Mishnah Gimel actually, that we don't take collateral from a woman, a slave, or a child under the age of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah if they don't give the half shekel. Im shaklu, if they do give mikavla miyadam, we accept that half shekel. Hanachri, a non-Jewish person, ve hakusi, we've learned previously that the Kusim were a nation that were brought over by the Assyrian king from a place called Kusa, and they converted because they were scared of a lion attack, but the bottom line is it wasn't a valid conversion. So Shishaklu, if they give a half shekel, ain mekablam yadam, we don't accept it from them. Similarly, ain mekablam yadam kinei zavim v'kinei zavos, we don't accept from them sacrifices that are brought for a person at the conclusion of a period of impurity. V'chatos v'ashamos, we also don't accept from them sin offerings, we don't accept guilt offerings. But donations, a sacrifice that's not obligated, was not mandated to bring, is just they're donating it, that we do accept, as the Gemara teaches us. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish mi beis Yisrael min agar bi Yisrael, a man from the Jewish home or from the stranger in your land that brings them, from the word Ish Ish, the extra word, we learn that even a non-Jewish person could donate a sacrifice to the Beis HaMikdash. Zakla, this is the rule of thumb. Kol shanidav in need of anything that one could donate, they're not mandated or obligated. Then we accept it as a sacrifice even from a non-Jew. Kol she'ein nidav v'nidav, but anything that can't be donated, that means it's only a mandated type, a required type of karban, ein mekablim miyadam, we don't accept it. V'cheinu mefarish al yidei Ezra. And we find this in the prophet, in the book, from the prophet Ezra in the book Ezra. Shenemar, because it says, when the Kusim wanted to come and be a part of constructing the Beis HaMikdash, Ezra responds and he says, lo lachem v'lanu livnos es Beis Elokeinu. It's not for you and for us to build it. In other words, what he was saying is, this is something that's a public responsibility. A public responsibility, we do not accept donations from a non-Jew. It's only if it's an individual donation, then we accept it from them. Wishing you and yours a beautiful, stunning, upcoming Shabbos, a Shabbos of relaxation, a Shabbos of health, and a Shabbos of happiness.